Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order for Chief of CDC. Starting with the roll call of board members. Peter Lisi, present. Mike Angelini?
Present.
Lawrence Davis?
Present.
Thank you. Steve Elbaum? Steve? He may have hung up. Daryl Hill?
Present.
Thank you. Susan Martin?
Present.
Mark Vahalik? No. Kimberly Kennison? No. Alan Matamana? No. Okay. Lawrence Davis? Lawrence?
Peter, I had said present before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. staff? Jeanette Weldon?
Present.
All right. Denise Aguilera?
Here.
Jessica Bishop? No. Dan Junge?
Present.
Krista Johnson? Dan Kurowski?
Present.
Joanne Makowitz?
Present.
Michael Morris?
Present.
Cynthia Peoples?
I'm here.
Julia Polano?
Present.
Kara Stewart?
Present.
Thank you. Anyone on the call whose name I did not call out?
Hi, Peter. It's Betty Sugarman Weintraub. I'm here as well.
Okay. Thank you, Betty.
Hi, Peter.
Anyone else?
Hi, Peter. It's Rebecca. I'm here as well.
Sorry, Rebecca. I didn't have you on the new list. My apologies. Okay. First item of business, the minutes from our November 17th meeting. I'm hoping people have taken a look at them. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. Is there a second?
Second, Sue Martin.
Thank you. Are there any corrections or edits, comments on the minutes from November 17th? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, the fiscal 23 operating budget. Dan?
Yep. Staff would like to present Chief of CDC's operating budget for fiscal year 2023. This budget allows for staff to continue its efforts to create financing programs to serve nonprofits located in Connecticut's low-income communities. Staff does not anticipate any operating revenues in fiscal year 2023. If an allocation application is submitted and is awarded in fiscal year 2023, staff anticipate revenues related to that application would not be realized until fiscal year 24. The total amount of operating expenses is $88,000. This is just a slight decrease from the budget amount for fiscal year 2022. The largest operating expense is for operating services provided by Chief of Staff. Staff has budgeted 505 hours totaling $41,700 for fiscal year 2023. This amount would be sufficient for staff to prepare and submit an allocation application for federal new market tax credits. Majority of the remaining operating expenses are contingent on the board approving staff to submit that allocation application. The most significant expense would be for a consultant to assist with the application. This budgeted amount would be for selective authoring and editing and proofreading the application. Staff would seek the board's approval prior to engaging this consultant. The total amount of budget operating expenses for fiscal year 23, not including support services, is $47,100. The chief of board has previously authorized $313,000 to spend on behalf of Chief of CDC, including the budgeted amount for fiscal year 23. The total operating expenses for CDC, not including support services, is $233,443. Staff anticipates that it will not need to seek additional authorization for Chiva to spend on Chiva CDC's behalf in fiscal year 23. Are there any questions regarding the Chief of CDC fiscal year 23 operating budget.
Any questions? Denise, I believe we need to vote to accept this, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Are there any questions for Dan? Comments, questions on the budget? All right, hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to accept the budget as presented. Someone like to make the motion? I will move it. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Any questions or comments, discussion on the proposed budget? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the budget for the Chief of CDC as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries. And other business, Chief of CDC update, Dan?
Yeah, just three quick updates regarding our activities. We've been working with a couple of Boys and Girls Clubs, one in New Britain and the other in Meriden, regarding potential New Market Tax Credit projects. Both of the clubs are looking to renovate their older buildings and expand their services. One is looking to create a childcare center in their building, and the other one is looking to expand the building to serve their older students and give them a whole separate area with workforce development services. Another potential project we're working with is a new YMCA in Norwalk. The Riverbrook YMCA in Wilton is working with the city to open a new club, which will share the building with other nonprofits, including a health center. And then finally, recently this week, Hartford Foundation reached out to us regarding our participation in a capital planning workshop. This is something that we were originally planning in 2019. We were going to host the event with the foundation, but it was canceled due to COVID. We hope this event can help us increase awareness of Chief of CDC and hopefully identify suitable projects for the New Market Tax Credit pipeline.
And that would be done in concert with the foundation, Dan?
Yeah, we're meeting with them to kind of look at. They reached out to us to see what kind of role we want to play. They've decided to move forward with it because of all the new funding that's come out recently, yeah, especially with ARPA and some of the other state programs as well.
And would the time of that be sometime in the fall?
I don't know exactly their plans quite yet. We'll know later, actually tomorrow, update, and then we'll be able to update the board on it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any questions for Dan? Any other business or questions regarding Chief of CDC? Anything? Any other business? Well, hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Anyone? Move adjournment.
Thank you, Mike. Second, I heard Daryl second it. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? So this time we really are adjourned.